From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Military ships and planes carrying relief supplies are arriving in the Samoan Islands as rescuers work to help those left homeless after a wave of tsunamis hit earlier this week. The large waves spawned by a strong magnitude 8.0 earthquake have left at least 150 people dead there, though officials expect that number to go higher. A number of villages in both Samoa and American Samoa were washed away. President Obama expressed his sympathy for the victims there. Meanwhile, the president also pledged his support to the victims of another tragic earthquake. That quake, which hit Indonesia Wednesday, is believed to have claimed at least 1,100 lives. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says he's contacted the Indonesian government to offer assistance following the quake, which damaged hundreds of buildings and left thousands of people trapped in the rubble. Mr. Obama, who spent part of his childhood in Indonesia, called it an extraordinary country that's known extraordinary hardship from this and other natural disasters.
I know firsthand that the Indonesian people are strong and resilient and have the spirit to overcome this enormous challenge, and as they do, they need to know that America will be their friend and partner.
The president directed his administration to coordinate with Indonesia's ongoing relief and recovery efforts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama is calling today's talks between U.S. officials and Iranian diplomats concerning the country's disputed nuclear program a constructive beginning, though the president also said Iran must match its promise of cooperation with deeds. The president said the, quote, talk is no substitute for action, as he called on the country to allow international inspectors to look at a recently revealed nuclear plant. In a party-line vote, Senate Democrats today rebuffed an attempt by Arizona Republican John McCain to require testimony before Congress from General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Senator McCain's resolution called for General McChrystal to come before the Senate Armed Services Committee by November 15th. Carl Levin, the Democratic chairman of that panel, called it a bad idea.
To put a commander in the field at a public hearing to try to pressure a commander-in-chief to reach a certain result is unacceptable, inappropriate. The Secretary of Defense is not going to allow it, nor should he, and we're not going to ask it.
McCain responded with harsh words for the Obama administration.
It's very obvious what's going on here. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Petraeus, General McChrystal, all know that we need additional troops in the range of 30 to 40,000, and the administration is backing off of that or trying to find the exit sign.
McCain said those additional troops are needed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 203 points to close at 9,509. That was a drop of more than 2%. The Nasdaq lost 64 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 27 points today. This is NPR. It's being described by scientists as one of the more primitive hominids ever discovered. Fossilized remains, they say, predate the famous 3.3-million-year-old Lucy by more than a million years. Scientists say the skeletal remains of an adult female who probably stood about 4 feet tall and weighed 120 pounds date back at least 4.4 million years. They say the hominid species found in Ethiopia in an arid floodplain area would have walked upright on two legs, though still retained the agility for tree climbing. Scientists who've been analyzing the fossilized remains held a news conference in Washington. Several major foundations have told NPR they have stopped funding the controversial group Acorn. The community organization is under fire after an undercover video showed some of its workers advising a couple posing as a pimp and a prostitute on how to break the law. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Acorn and several of its affiliates have received millions in donations in recent years for their work helping low- and middle-income families. But some of the biggest funders, such as the Ford Foundation and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, say the funding has stopped and they have no plans to give future grants. Some foundations have raised concerns about how Acorn is managed financially, although they say Acorn's also done some good work. Acorn says it's trying to clean up its act and has fired the employees in the videos. Several national groups, such as the NAACP, have come to Acorn's defense. They say the group is the victim of a right-wing attack. Congress is also trying to stop all federal funding for Acorn. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Despite some mixed economic news today, oil prices ended the day up higher. Oil was up 21 cents a barrel to close at $70.82 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.